Streaming services, including Netflix, Apple TV Plus, and Amazon, are leading traditional movie studios with Academy Awards nominations this year. The 94th Academy Awards, also called the Oscars, will take place on March 27th. The awards, presented by the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences, celebrate and recognize the best efforts and success in the film industry. The Netflix film The Power of the Dog leads all movies this year with 12 nominations. The streaming service also earned 27 nominations overall. The movie received 4 acting nominations for Benedict Cumberbatch, Cody Smith-McPhee, Kirsten Dunst, and Jesse Plemons. For both Jesse and I to get our first nominations together is beyond our wildest dreams, Dunst said. Dunst and Plemons are in a relationship. The film's director, Jane Campion, became the first woman nominated 2 times for Best Director. Only 2 women, Kathryn Bigelow and Chloe Zhao, have won the Best Director award. The Power of the Dog also earned a Best Picture nomination. If it wins, it will be the first time a film from a streaming service has won such an award. Apple TV Plus, another streaming service, also received a Best Picture nomination for Coda. It is a movie about a hearing woman in a deaf family. And Amazon Prime streaming service received 3 acting nominations for Being the Ricardos, a movie about Lucy Ball and her husband, Desi Arnaz, in the 1950s television show I Love Lucy. Mark Malkin is Senior Culture and Events Editor at the publication Variety. Malkin said, "Every year we talk about how the streamers are getting more and more powerful when it comes to the Oscars." He continued to say, "This year really proves it." The movie Dune was released in both traditional movie theaters and, for a short time, on the new streaming service HBO Max. The movie received 10 nominations, including Best Picture. The 3 streaming service releases, The Power of the Dog, Coda, and Dune, will compete for the Best Picture against Kenneth Branagh's Belfast and Steven Spielberg's remake of West Side Story. Both films earned 7 nominations each. The Japanese language movie Drive My Car, about a widowed theater actor, earned a surprise Best Picture nomination. Other contenders included King Richard, about the father of tennis greats Venus and Serena Williams, Licorice Pizza, a movie about growing up, and Don't Look Up, along with Nightmare Alley. Actors Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem were nominated for playing Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz in Being the Ricardos. Kristen Stewart received her first Oscar nomination for playing Princess Diana in Spencer. She will compete with Olivia Colman in The Lost Daughter, among others. Voters did not give singer Lady Gaga a nomination for her widely praised performance in House of Gucci. 3 black actors were nominated for acting awards this year. Both Will Smith and Anjanou Ellis received nominations for playing husband and wife in King Richard. And Denzel Washington was nominated for his work in The Tragedy of Macbeth. Actor Ariana DeBose, who is black and Latino, won a nomination for her acting in West Side Story. After criticism over the Oscars So White movement in 2015 and 2016, the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences has added more women and people of color as voting members. It also added members from outside the United States. I'm Jill Robbins.